Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
We are Santa's elves. This is Beer with Geeks.
Ba-da-da-da.
Where we drink the beer.
Da-da-da-da.
And we talk about all the geeky things on here with Beer with Geeks.
I was so close.
Oh, I was so close.
Oh, well.
Roll it again. can't do it again. All right. Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with a beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my venerable, holy, what a beard of a guy, Frank. How are you?
Oh, hello.
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 That was pretty good. That's pretty good. Did you ever want to play Santa? Like, did you want to grow up and be like, I'll play Santa?
You know, not really, but it didn't stop me as a kid from making Santa beards every year by cutting out a paper beard shape and then gluing cotton balls to it.
Okay, yeah.
That I used to strap them around my chin.
I used to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't know. I didn't particularly want to be Santa, but I guess I kind of did at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing Santa. I'd be all right at it.
It'd be fine.
It'd be fine. It must be fun. I'd rather play Ben Franklin. You know, but I wouldn't mind playing Santa. The cat doesn't know whether he wants to come on my lap or not. I don't know whether he's going to attack me or come and sit on my lap.
So,
you never know with them cats.
You never know with these cats these days, you know?
Yeah. So Frank, it's Festivus time.
It is.
It's time for us to celebrate some Christmas.
It is.
It's just around the river bend.
We're drinking, what are you drinking today?
I am drinking a delicious, delicious yet completely filling eggnog. What are you drinking?
I am joining you in the deliciousness.
It's
the
like
creamy richness.
It's kind of gross, isn't it?
It's kind of weird that we're like, oh man, you know what this needs?
Cream. Heavy cream.
A creamy...
With some protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I found out why it's called Nog.
Why?
Because they used to drink it out of like an emptied out gourd was called a Nog.
Oh.
And that's why Noggin is a thing.
Oh, it's your like, empty
your,
head.
Your head's empty. It's like there's nothing in there. It's a Nog.
Oh, that's crazy. That's weird. So when somebody says that's using the old Noggin, you're like, that's using the old empty crevice.
They're actually insulting you, but they don't realize it.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Right? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nuts.
I like it. Well, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Okay. Oh, so it's the most wonderful time of year where the world... You know, where the world falls in love.
Sure.
And
because love actually is all around.
Right. Exactly. So why don't you tell the people what we're talking about?
We have there are many, many Santa Clauses.
Yes, there are.
Across the different incarnations, the different
media. Spheres of time and media. There are many, many different Santa Clauses. Many Santa Clauses that we have personal favorites.
That's exactly right.
Because Santa Claus is kind of he should be a constant, but he's not.
He's not. Yeah, there are different schools of thought on what Santa Claus should be and who he should be,
right.
And what he should be like. And there are many actors who have portrayed him.
Yes.
So we thought it would be fun to talk about the many actors who portrayed him and what some of our favorites are.
So why don't you go first? What's one of your favorites?
Well, the first one that comes to mind, maybe because I haven't watched this movie yet, but I've been meaning to, is Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, the Santa Claus. He's a great
not a conventional Santa Claus.
No, by the time he is Santa Claus, he's fully a real. He goes through his story arc.
He embraces it.
I love that movie
so
much.
It's so good.
It's so good.
The first one really. I mean, especially after that, they're fine. But the first one is so good.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and she was like, "Oh no, the second one is my favorite."
Really?
Yeah. Out of the three, she's like, "The second one is my favorite."
Is that the one where he finds Mrs. Claus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got to have Mrs. Claus. Third one is Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Martin Short. Yeah. The second one's fine. The third one I really didn't care for.
I think the first one had humor that an adult layer of humor that the other two didn't have. Just like him taking him to Denny's.
Yes!
Like on Christmas Eve,
burnt
the turkey. And the dad just raises his hand. It's all covered.
Yes!
It's so good.
There is a whimsy to that movie that the others don't have, because by the time you get to the third one, the second one even, it's just that he's full on Kris Kringle, he's full on Santa.
There's no pathos or anything like that. Yeah.
I'm Santa.
Yeah.
He kind of loses his sarcasm and his wit and his, that Scott Calvin.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
So
I'm in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. And a hot fudge sundae on the side.
It's a good one. So, that's one that doesn't get quoted very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there were just so, like, that whole movie is just so quotable. It's so funny.
It is. And I mean, I'm sure part of that is because we grew up with it. But he isn't. But when it comes to, like, a portrayal of Santa, he is a very good Santa by the end of it. You know, and what he says to his son. And then, and, like, bringing, like, Santa's supposed to bring people together, and he fixes the family, whether he knows it or not, and he saves Christmas for this little family, and potentially what could be terrible down the line, and that's really what Santa's about, and so that's why he's so good. Plus, his costume's pretty
costume.
He's got great mittens.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, and he's got the CD.
Oh yeah,
compact disc,
nice.
No, cocoa dispenser.
Yeah. Whew, I thought that was going to be a dated reference at first. Yeah.
Compact disc.
Yeah. Oh, so good. On our last episode, we were talking about toys that we never had.
Sure.
And there was a missed opportunity for both of us. I don't know how we overlooked it for both of us. Just go, I always wanted an Oscar Mayer wiener whistle.
My weenie whistle.
Yeah.
Match date game.
Yeah, we just missed that.
Mystery date.
Yeah. Mystery date. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My weenie whistle.
Yeah, I love that movie, and I love that portrayal. I wouldn't say he's my favorite portrayal. I don't know if you're ranking them or not.
No, I'm not.
You're just going in whatever. Yeah. Okay, great.
Actually, one of the great moments from that movie is when he gets the whistle, and Neil just starts like, Santa?
Yeah. He does not know what to do with himself.
He just becomes like a bowl of jelly. Goo now. Anyway, yeah. Well, what's one of your favorite Santas?
One of my favorite Santas is Skinny Santa from Rudolph the Red.
A Skinny Santa.
A Skinny Santa from Sexist Skinny Santa. Skinny Santa is because it's such a horrible portrayal of
He's
Santa.
He's such a jerk.
He's a horrible man.
He's just a bigot all around. Like, not only is he sexist, but he's also like, you have a red nose. You suck. Like,
yep. Oh, yeah.
Get that son of yours under
Kringle. I'm the king of jingling. Oh, my God. It's so. I am old Kris Kringle. I don't even. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Talk for a second.
I am old Kris Kringle.
I'm the king of jingling. Ho, ho.
Yeah.
You must believe on Christmas Eve. I won't pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Let's love that part. I am old Kris Kringle. I'm the king of jingling. Oh no, I'm missing. What is that line?
Yeah, there is one more line. I can't think of it.
I am old Kris Kringle. Anyway, I'll come back to it. I'll think about it later. I will think about it at another time. But he is horrible. He's like,
terrible.
That baby is weird looking. He can't ever be one of my reindeer.
He's on the naughty list forever.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad. Mrs. Claus in that is great though. Eat. No one wants a skinny Santa. It's like, woman. I'd be skinny if I want to be skinny.
Where is my Santa suit?
Why do you need to know?
Oh,
I mean, but he gets fat like in a second.
Yeah,
which
really.
I think is so like you know.
That's so sad.
I don't know what she was so worried about.
Yeah, really. You know? He was going to be fine.
He was going to be fine.
Yeah, it was
going to
be fine. Do you ever feel like Santa? No, I'm sorry. Do you?
What?
I don't know where that came
Do I feel like Santa? No,
you know,
I don't.
Just like generous and
yeah.
wanted to give stuff.
Oh,
out.
Sure.
I
just want to shake my belly like a bowl full of jelly. Yeah.
Let me see. So another Santa. Did you ever see Santa Claus the movie?
Santa Claus the movie.
It's
no.
This terrible, terrible movie from like the
80s. So the one where he fights aliens?
No, that's Santa Claus versus Aliens.
Oh, okay.
Which is an entirely other yeah. terrible 70s or 80s
yeah,
terrible Santa
sure.
movie. Santa Claus the movie is it's trying to be by the end of it, it's trying to be what the Santa Claus managed to be.
Got it. Okay.
Where it's like this like triumphant, hopeful, happy, you know, Santa's here type of thing.
Sure.
But it's just cheesy 80s drivel, just terrible. Mm. Worth mentioning just because it's one of those like, I'm not sure if there's an MST3K or Riff Trax for it, but if not, there should be.
Okay.
And certainly for Santa Claus vs. Aliens. Actually, I think there is.
There definitely is one for that one.
Yeah, there's a Riff Trax for that.
Not one of my favorite
Santas. No. They did a Fathom event for that, I think, a couple of years ago.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, which I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, I wouldn't have mind going to.
Yeah.
Oh well, too late now.
But anyway, I'm gonna go with Santa Claus the movie as a. Terrible
but favorite.
Terrible but fun.
Here's an excellent one. Richard Attenborough's Santa from Miracle on 34th
sure,
Street.
Sure.
He is what a wonderful Santa.
Yeah. Yes.
He's a Santa with real feeling.
Yes.
And that's
absolutely.
what I like about him. He's not just like, I give out toys for free and you know, like whatever. He's just a, you know, he's a very affable man, but he does have feelings. He does get angry, allowing you to believe that Santa is not just,
sure,
you know, a brand from Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
but actually a person with true emotion that allows you to buy into his mission to save the world through gift giving.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great. That's
yeah,
a great,
I mean, like that scene sure. where like he's sitting in Kohl's and the girl comes up to him with the mom and she's like, she's deaf.
Yeah.
You know, she just wanted to see you.
Yeah.
And he starts signing with
yeah.
her. That's awesome. That's what Santa
yeah.
should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I like it so much. So good.
Have you ever seen the original Miracle on 34th Street?
So boring.
Oh my God, you're so wrong.
I know. I say that because I know you like it, but I just don't.
It's so yeah. touching. It's so beautiful. And like, yeah, so like that scene you just described with the deaf girl.
Yeah.
The original version of that is she's Dutch.
Okay.
And her parents have adopted her and like they don't speak any Dutch. And,
wow, that's
and she's
a
just
terrible adoption.
She's
agency.
Just so sad because she like can't speak. I guess they do speak Dutch, but she doesn't know anyone else who
she
like,
can't communicate.
She just
with the
wants
rest of the world
to
yeah.
talk to. She wants to see Santa Claus, and she walks up to this guy, the like Macy's Santa, like the mall Santa, basically.
Right.
And he just starts speaking Dutch with her, like out of nowhere, and she's just like this little girl's face just lights up, and she's like, oh, you know, like, it's adorable. It's adorable.
That's really cute.
It's beautiful. I love that movie. It was a family tradition of mine to watch
yeah.
it on Thanksgiving every year.
Oh, see, so we watched Miracle on Third. We watched the new one on Thanksgiving this
go.
Year. So
yeah.
it's just
like,
yeah.
They used to at least
because it starts with the parade.
Exactly.
It's the perfect transition
exactly.
movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they used to show it right after the parade in my
yeah.
local NBC channel.
It's the dog show.
Now it's the dog show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe after the dog show they would show it. I don't remember. But
sure.
at some point they used to show it and they don't anymore. But
yep.
my family just can't continue to watch it.
That's awesome.
So that's a good one. By the way, we were, I just want to correct the record there. It's not Santa Claus versus Aliens. It is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
That's much better.
Yeah.
That's much better.
So, you know.
Wow.
There you go. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Very yeah. If you're into the horror genre like we were talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
a couple
yeah.
months ago, when we talked about our favorite monster movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's don't watch that.
Nope.
Have you ever seen Babes in Toyland, a.k.a. March of the Wooden Soldiers?
A long time ago, but yes.
So that's another one with a jerk Santa in it.
Is he a jerk in that one, too?
Yeah, at least the original Babes in Toyland.
Sure.
From like the 30s.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, because he wants Stan and Ollie to build the soldiers for him, the wooden soldiers for him.
Okay.
And like they get it wrong, and it's like Santa hires this toy maker who hires Stan and Ollie, and Stan and Ollie mess it up, and then Santa comes to inspect all the toys, and they accidentally build like instead of like 100 soldiers 6 inches high,
sure.
They build like 6 soldiers 100 inches high or whatever, so there's like these giant soldiers.
Yeah.
And they like knock Santa over, and they, I remember like they knock him over into like a giant bass drum and he falls into it.
Sure.
And he's ho-ho-hoing the whole time, but he's angry.
That's like malicious.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
That's
oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, no.
You're fired.
You know which Santa is, he's not terrible.
Okay.
But it's not great either. Like, he's got like a weird sassy side to you'll understand, like it's a strange, is Ed Asner's Santa from Elf.
Oh yeah,
because he, this baby crawls in his sack in his yes. his Santa bag.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And you ruined that.
You ruined that. No.
It's a sack. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Wibbly. And so, but, and then he like gets back to the North Pole, like basically plops the bag down on the floor, like drops it. And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, what do we have here?
Yeah.
A baby. I don't know where you came from. We can't return you. You know, but then like even, but he's kind of, even like when he talks to, when he talk, he's kind of condescending to people who are not human or elf like. So like so he's talking, he's talking to Buddy right before he goes to New York, and he says, and Buddy's like, oh, Leroy said this about New York. He's like, ah, don't listen to what Leroy says. He doesn't have any feet. Like, you know, it's like,
yes.
What a terror.
Yes.
Ah, it's so defeatist. It's not really, I just wanted to use the pun.
That's all only good.
Yeah, I do like that movie. I love it up until Santa comes back.
Oh, okay.
Like when they actually have to save Christmas with the sled and stuff.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It's fine.
It's fine at that point, but it, like, I love it up until then.
Yeah, I would more or less agree.
And that's not, it doesn't have anything to do with Ed Asner Santa, I don't think. It just,
it's kind of third act problems.
Yeah, third act problem. It's got third act problems. Wow, that's a callback. Wow. Well, a long time ago.
Yeah, it is kind of third act problems. Yeah, you're kind of right.
Yeah.
The next one that comes to mind for me is, so you remember the original Frosty the Snowman cartoon?
Sure do.
Remember how the magician, I don't remember what his name is, but
Abracadabra.
Yeah, whatever. He's got the bunny and everything.
Zatara.
Sure, yeah. Not the DC Comics one at all. The one from Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
The top. The shade. Frosty shade. Frosty's nemesis. Abracadabra. I'm done now. I'm just repeating.
No, please,
once.
Go on.
No, I'm repeating.
Do
once
go on.
Now. Now I'm just adding
like, just
qualifiers
say, yeah.
or whatever. Yeah.
So yeah, the Santa that comes at that one at the end and is like, and you can never do magic again, and you have to help the kids, and yeah, bye. Like,
yeah.
It was just like sassy, like, you're doing this, you're doing that, bye.
Yeah. Oh, okay, thanks. Yeah. Thanks so much.
And he's like, if you
jerk.
Don't, he like tells
look
the
what
magician,
you did, you little jerk.
Uncle Frank.
Yeah, that's basically Babes in Toyland.
Travel checks.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that is basically Babes in Toyland.
Yeah,
look what you did, you little jerk.
Ho, ho, ho.
Basically, yes. Basically. But anyway, I love that Santa when he comes in and he, like, defends Frosty and the kids and Karen and all of them and makes Mr. What, Mr. Spittle, like, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, if you don't do what I say, then you'll never get any Christmas presents again. And he's like, but please, Santa.
Yeah.
Like, nope.
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 Just Santa.
Fine.
Nope. I do. That's a good one. Going along that bit of an era, I really enjoy the Santa Claus from Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Good one, of course.
The origin of Santa.
Yeah.
It's very good. I like. It's so dumb. He's like, this is how he learned to ho ho by playing with seals.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. So funny, so dumb. But I like he's crawling like a squirrel. Like it's so weird.
It's so weird, but it's fun.
I love that movie. It's so hippy dippy.
Yeah.
Like, you know. But it's good. It's funny because when he finally like looks like Santa by the end of that movie, I'm like, oh no, he's all grown up and old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I have a different relationship with that. You know, like you get attached to the ginger Santa.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably one of my least favorite, if I'm being honest, of the Rankin Bass specials.
Sure.
I think Rudolph is number one. Frosty's on there too. But that one, it was fine. It was okay. I liked it. I've definitely seen it the least of any of the others, but it's still good. It's still fun.
It's still good. It's still good.
Do you have any other, first of all, do you have any other Santas that you want to mention?
It's very much almost a non-entity in the story.
Okay.
But I do like the Santa Claus from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, sure.
Like his super rotund, like, is there a body under there? Who's
sure.
to say, you know, I do like, the children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
Right,
you know,
right.
I do kind of like that Santa, because even in that, Santa's still kind of creepy looking. But certainly not on my like upper echelon, I guess, of Santas.
All right, all right.
I'm sure I've forgotten one.
I probably have two. I mean, I'll go with Tom Hanks's Santa from Polar Express.
Oh yeah, that's, you know, I was thinking of it earlier.
Yeah.
I don't love that movie, but I love the book.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So that Santa in that book is tremendously good, and I do like the little bell and all of that. You know, although as a kid, you'd be like, you fucking go to me, Santa. You're going to give me a freaking bell? Like, came all this way,
and you give me a bell. A bell.
Yeah. Though, I mean, like, but he'll always believe.
Right.
You know? That's where the song comes from.
It's so sad, though, at the end of the book when he's like, and then I stopped hearing it at some certain point. But
it is sad. It's such a, like, a melancholy end to a Christmas book.
I know, it is.
Ugh. So sad.
But it's,
Christmas Carol ends happier than that.
I know, right?
Yeah. That book's just about ghosts.
I never really had a tradition of reading that book, but we went to see the movie with my parents, my sister and my parents, and I, when it came out, so I was probably like 14 or something.
Sure.
And so I was obviously old for Santa and all that stuff, but we went to see it just as a family, and it was such a nice, my mom like loved it so much that like she got my sister and I a copy of Polar Express that year for Christmas, like taped a bell to the front of it and was always believe and all this stuff.
That's
the things that moms do. It was very sweet.
I think I've told the story before about my brother. I'm pretty sure I have. He doesn't listen to this. I don't care. When my brother was, when we were going to, we had the tradition of reading it, my mom gave my brother a bell.
Okay.
Saying that she had been on the Polar Express.
Aww.
And, you know, like, and Santa had given her a bell too.
Aww.
You know, a good old mom lie, you know, wanted to really get the kids excited about more Christmas lies. Yeah. And, so my brother is getting older and older, and my parents are like, we need to tell him that Santa's not real. And so when she said, you know, Francois, you know, just, it's not my brother's name, but
I understand, yes.
Francois, just so you know, Santa's not real. And there's a pause and he says, I don't care what you say, I'll always believe.
Oh.
And he runs up the stairs and he like rings the little bell.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, good. I still believe. Yeah. Still make fun of him to this day.
Oh.
Yeah, because he was like in fifth grade. So it's like, you need to not believe in Santa
anymore. Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff.
That's kind of sweet.
It is sweet, but I'll always, it's the pause is what always get like processing. Nah, I don't care what you say. I'll always believe. So good.
I choose to think you're wrong.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And that's how we work. What are we doing on time?
We got a couple more minutes. We could either wrap it up early, or we could talk about some of our other favorite mystical Christmas creatures.
Mystical Christmas creatures. I like the alliteration on that. I really enjoy the water gun that squirts jelly.
That's fun.
From the, I would make my PB&J sandwiches like that all the time.
Hey, I would if I could. It's
probably easier than
just
the knife.
Just spray it on. Imagine you could, like, draw designs with your jelly gun. Write your name in jelly.
Right. And then put the other piece of bread on top so you can't see it anyway.
But you know it tastes that much better.
But because it has your name, because you're eating your name.
Yeah.
Or a smiley face.
Sure.
Or other designs
other
that
designs
you would make.
Too.
Yep, yep. Very good.
They're all good.
Like that. Herbie, I think, is my favorite. The Abominable Snowman. Or Cornelius. Just the whole cast of Rudolph. Yeah.
Yukon Cornelius is pretty great.
Yeah.
He's pretty great. You can't make up his mind whether you want silver or gold.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold. I love all of the actual Leroy. What's his name in the snowman's name?
Burl Ives.
Yeah, I know it's Burl Ives.
Oh.
The name of the snowman.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know. It's just always Burl Ives.
Yeah, he does have a name, though, I think.
You know, I'm not going to look it up, though. It's just going to be Burl Ives.
Yeah, it's Burl Ives.
Yeah, I mean, just like the mailman and Santa Claus coming down.
It's just
Fred Astaire. Right. Like, I don't know who it really is.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what his real
name
is in the
character's
movie.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always loved Bernard from The Santa Claus.
Oh, Bernard is great. He's so mean.
Yeah, he's so mean.
He takes all the mean from all the other Santas.
It's
and,
so funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, my God, this meat's so dry. Haven't you people ever heard of basting?
Yeah.
He's just a crotchety, like,
so
300-year-old man.
So funny. What's that little girl's name? Thanks, but I'm seeing somebody in rapping.
Julie,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing someone in rapping. That's good, yeah.
That's funny. I like that, too.
Yeah, Julie's good. Yeah, there's a lot of good side characters. Obviously, Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf is
the main character. But aside from Santa.
Jovi in that movie is
great.
Sure,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's maybe what makes a Christmas movie more memorable than not. You know, any good story has good supporting characters. But Miracle on 34th Street, the kids are like in both versions. The kids are super cute, you know, and that makes a Marla Williams. It's like a Matilda. Okay, it's the same girl.
Oh yeah,
Mrs. Doubtfire, Matilda.
Yes, I follow her on Twitter. And I can't remember her name.
I think
right
it's
now.
Marla.
No, it's not Tom. Marla, but it's very close to that. It's not Marla. I think you used the lookup. Shouldn't I use mine?
I don't know. Did I use the lookup? I don't even know.
But yeah. Mara Wilson.
Mara Wilson. Okay.
All right, you were closer than I thought.
I was close.
You were closer than I thought. You're right. Yeah, Mara Wilson. That great Danny DeVito movie.
Yep.
Matilda. Yeah, I think you're right, though. I think you're right. I think that the side characters really do like make or break. I mean, they make or break lots of great movies, but I think Christmas movies in particular, the more memorable the side characters are, the secondary characters are, the more staying power those movies have because you have more to latch onto and hold onto. And
right.
Since these movies tend to be rewatched every year and people...
You need to have a cast of memorable characters. Maybe that's why I don't take the Polar Express the same way because it's like there's the kid and there's like the conductor and stuff like that, but they're not like,
but it's like
the memorable Christmas character or the conductor.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's like it's the kid and the other kid and then 30 characters played by Tom Hanks.
Yes, right.
You know, like,
yeah.
So that's kind of what you're dealing with. Well, this was fun.
This was fun.
I want to wish you, Tim, and everyone listening... a very happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Ron.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and whatever holidays you celebrate this time of year, make it a good one.
Indeed. We will be taking a Christmas break.
We will. We'll be taking next week off, so we'll be ringing in the new year without podcasting.
That's right.
So this is our last podcast of 2016.
Wow, it is.
This is the end of another year of Beer with Geeks, and it's been a good one. So thank you, my friend, for...
You are very welcome.
...for good times and great conversation. And we will talk to you in 2017, everyone. So stick around for more great...
More Beer with Geeks.
More beer, more geeks, and unfortunately more of us as well. so for the last time of 2016...
Cheers.